Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think reports that the death of running backs has been greatly exaggerated. Is that the way? I mean, we've had Saquon, we've had Derrick Henry, and now Kamara, and these guys that really carried a load and really set the tempo for their offenses. Kamara is a different player. He can run inside the tackles. He can run wide. He's really good in the pass game. He's dangerous in screens. You know, anybody that's the leading rusher and leading receiver is going to get your attention. And, you know, we sort of have to know every time where he is on the field. But that's a great challenge for us, and our ability to hold him in check will go a long way to getting a win on Sunday.
You just heard Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz there decrying that the death of the running back position is greatly exaggerated. What is not greatly exaggerated is that quick hits coming up in 20 minutes. You're going to love that. We got Fedor at 3 to talk about this this big NBA Cup matchup tonight. And most importantly, the Cavs 13-0 start to the season's on the line. But I think what's interesting is I think he's kind of bearing the lead on purpose. Like, the death of the running back position was never about Derrick Henry. It was never about Zeke Elliott. It was never about, like, the elite Nick Chubbs. It was never about the elite of the elite. It was always that, for whatever reason, that next tier under with running backs has really become wildly replaceable in the NFL. Some of that's because talent is defected to other positions. Some of that is, unless you are Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, whatever, like, you can build a running game in different ways other than having an elite running back.
See, I looked at it more like Derrick Henry in Tennessee was the best. He's the best running back over, you know, a half decade. And Nick Chubb was right there. Dalvin Cook was right there as well. All these guys. But the very best I believe we had in that game in that time, and it's an AFC title game, but like that was going through just him and him alone. And I felt like the position had been so devalued. And even to the point when we go to the big name guys, Darnell Mooney got just as much money this offseason than Saquon Barkley. Like, I think this is an all encompassing thing with them. I don't think it just attacks the middle class.
Yeah, well, what I mean is, though, like, because the money thing's been going on for a really, really long time.
Yeah, it just keeps going down and down
so
and down.
So I think what Jim is trying to do is push back. Well, just because the money isn't there, blah, 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 blah. But, like, no one's turning down an elite running back. They're not, right? It's just, well, it's not like a death knell if you don't have one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of felt like it was weird. With Derrick Henry, I thought there was a... That's a weird offseason for Derrick Henry. That's a $100 bill on the ground, and just everyone walked by refusing to pick it up. Like mm-hmm. that. And then now you see him. He's leading the league in touchdowns. He's leading the lead in yards per game. Even guys like Saquon Barkley. Like, I went back last night just because I love... This is the bad part of Hard Knocks, Nick, is when Joe Shane has that big, we can't keep you declaration.
Yeah, did not age well.
Aged horribly. Yeah. And he just looks like an absolute idiot now today because every time Saquon has a game like he did last night, it just gets floated around.
Yeah, but again, I think that's the masses just missing the point of the conversation. One, the Giants should have re-signed Saquon Barkley. But at the same point, $13 million for a running back means you are going to have to skimp somewhere else. And I think it's not necessarily just the devaluation of the running back. It's the understanding of you'd rather move on from Saquon Barkley 2 years early than 2 years late.
Yeah, but we say skim somewhere else. But then again, I bring Darnell Mooney in the mix, and it's like Darnell Mooney's getting paid just as much money as Saquon. Something was broke.
It's a passing league.
So yeah, but that's where Jim Schwartz steps in and says, not so fast, my friends.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, Christian McCaffrey's still been a guy that's made boku money. I mean, this offseason, he got an extension at the age of, I think, 28
he's
years
looked
old.
He's like a unicorn of sorts, though.
Yeah, well, but that's a guy that
he's
2 years ago...
He's just as much of a receiver as he's a runner.
Well, but that's it. But that's... I think that's the value. Like, if you can be an elite running back receiver, I think that's the most valuable running back you can have in the game, and that guy's always going to get paid, even if it's after the expiration date. I think guys like Derrick Henry, like, I think you're just seeing more of a piecemeal run, even in Baltimore. Like, yeah, Derrick Henry's getting a lot of the carries there. He's also sharing that workload with Lamar and Justice Hill, who each have their own role in that offense. So that's not quite a running back tandem because Derek's still getting so many of the carries. But like, I think once a year the conversation about running backs comes up, and I don't think anything's really changed. I mean, meaning like within the last 5 or 6 years. Like, I don't think the running back position has died, but it's just not what its value was 25 years ago. And I don't think it ever will be.
I think he's trying to latch on right here, and I'm not speaking for Jim Schwartz, but I think he's trying to latch on to the think pieces that about a month ago were starting to say that the running back is having a glow-up of sorts, coming back into the game. And I'd ask you this, Nick. The Browns not having a run game this year, how big do you think that has been for the totality of the season?
I mean, I think it's been big because of what your quarterback's been, what you've gotten from the quarterback spot. I also don't think that's because Nick Chubb wasn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because your offensive line sucked.
Yeah,
because I think to me, I would rather pay every one of my offensive linemen boku dollars to keep them in their prime or to draft and develop those guys than to pay a Saquon Barkley. I don't think this season has changed that. And I watched Saquon last night. He was fantastic beyond just the two touchdowns. He's just a God-given playmaker.
Yeah, well, and that's we're seeing this. A lot of people have your philosophy on it. And that's why we saw – how many running backs did we see change teams this offseason?
A hell of a lot. But by the way, Saquon is in the Christian McCaffrey territory. Just so we're clear, he's not like the Derrick Henry, the old stone hands. You can only run the ball. You can't catch the ball as much, which I think has been a little unfair. Derrick's done a little bit of it. It's just not been his forte. But, like, I mean, that's kind of how people view Nick. Like, that has been a knock on Nick Chubb is
for sure.
They've never really used him in the run game. So, like, even Saquon, who's right there with CMC and, like, you can do a lot of stuff with him. Yeah, it's important if you can have one, if you luck into one. Right. But I just think Jim's an old head who likes to push back on contemporary things. And I think this is just kind of like, I'll be honest with you.
It's a perfect convo for Browns fans everywhere because nothing this city loves more than a running backs matter conversation.
It does. But that's the thing. I think every time we have that, you're right. They do win their Nick Chubb, win their Saquon. Win their CMC, win their Derrick Henry, and their levels even within those guys. But I just think, like, man, I'll be honest with you. I think if your tackles had been healthy or if your run fits hadn't been whatever the hell they were to start the season, I don't think you're 2-7. Because I think you would have been able to run the ball more, and that probably would have put less pressure on Deshaun, and certainly the last couple of weeks, the less pressure on Jameis. Like, that's the biggest thing. You want to talk about this game this Sunday, the thing that I don't know? I don't know you can run with them. Like, I think it might be Jameis might have thrown for 312 yards simply because you can't run the damn ball. Maybe that gets better. I don't know. Maybe Chubb gets healthier, or maybe Jerome Ford finds it again because he's disappeared, or that we have that random Deontay Foreman quarter that we've gotten sporadically.
Yeah.
Because I do think the O-line's getting healthier. I still don't know they're getting better.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is building their game plan around the Browns running the ball.
No.
And it's just the reality of what this season is.
Yeah, well, but I think that's one of we were talking about Jameis's path as a starter. And again, like, to me, because I actually want to get into this for a second, but like, to me, making Jameis work as a starter is actually coming across a run game. And I think finding the run game is very doable. I think if this O-line is healthy, like, if you can go from Dewan to Jack and everybody stay healthy in the game,
yeah,
over the next couple games, I think you're going to start to see the benefit of that, because I think the most important thing to an offensive line performing at its top level, beyond, I don't know, an O-line coach who's worth his salt, the second most important thing you can have is continuity. And that's one of the things they just haven't had. That it's interesting, because we were talking about the Jameis Winston thing about his path forward. And because Jameis doesn't just have to overcome his interceptions. He has to overcome the perception of him, which is that he's a goober, right? And whether that's fair or unfair, whether that's a double standard or not, that is kind of how the NFL looks at him. Like, love him as a backup, positive influence in the locker room, but we don't know that we can trust him. All right? So I think the stats are, I mean, it's, you know, I almost said 6 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. No, it's 6 wins to 2 losses. You got to win a buttload of football games, and he has to be really, really good. But I think the interesting thing is, this isn't Jameis versus Jalen Milroe. It's not. So would you rather have Jameis as your quarterback or Daniel Jones?
That's the real conversation. Is it Jameis? Is it, Mac Jones even? Bring him in the mix.
Justin Fields.
Whoever you want to bring in, it's Jameis versus the others.
And here's the thing. Every time I do that exercise, in whatever way I do it,
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of end up going, it's kind of a push. Like, I think the biggest feather in the cap of Jameis is those guys really suck.
Honestly, my concern if you brought Jameis back, outside of the fact that nobody would be excited for the upcoming season at all because he just wouldn't light a fire up anybody, is the idea that you might win too many games. You might stumble into too many wins.
I think that's fair, and I've heard people talk about you're not going to win any beauty contest if you bring back Jameis. Yeah, but okay, are we in the interest of selling fake hope to fans with a Jones, Daniel Jones, or Justin Fields? Are you in the interest of actually trying to keep your jobs next year if these guys come back and winning games? Because if it's winning games, I just don't know how you can look at what Daniel Jones does and sell that guy's going to win you games.
It's the hard part of these convos is that I don't know exactly what the goal is for next year.
And here's the thing, they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Which is the frustrating thing, because I'll be honest with you. If you sign Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, or Mac Jones, I'm actually going to think that you actually are not trying to win next year.
You can't sell me them going for 10 wins next year if that either one of those quarterbacks, any one of them,
and
are the mix.
That's where we are. Like, those are the conversations, and I think you and I are only going to be the only people here being honest about that, because I think people in this town, especially in media, love to glom onto the guy you don't know. It's why it's the crux of the, you don't know what you have in DTR. Now it's not even DTR anymore. It's Bailey Zappe. It's like, this dude was on Kansas City's practice squad. They didn't put him on the roster.
He clobbered us once, Nick. Never forget the Bailey Zappe game.
You know, but what's wild is then when I bring up Mac Jones, everybody's like, ugh. I'm like, the guy actually had a good season. Bailey Zappe had like 3 good games.
What was it, like a 300-yard, 3-touchdown performance? And that one game alone might have kept him in the league for as long as he's been.
The Joe Woods special, as it's known. We'll get back to this later, but it's time for Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.